Baltimore Circuit Judge Barry Williams will hear closing arguments today in the trial of police officer Edward Nero, who is facing charges of assault, misconduct, and reckless endangerment in relation to the arrest and death of Freddie Gray. Gray died a week after he was arrested in April of last year from a broken neck he suffered while in the back of a police van. Legal analysts tell WYPR's Kenneth Burns that the trial will come down to how the law is applied.
Circuit Judge Barry Williams has told attorneys for the prosecution and defense they will each have 45 minutes to present their closing arguments. And because Williams will be deciding the case, legal analyst and defense attorney Warren Brown says the presentations will be different than a jury trial.
The judge even, admonished them that, in their presentation, they can dispense with emotions. They can dispense with the law, telling him the law. He knows the law. His decision won't involve any emotions. It will be really a juxtaposition between the facts and the law.
Nero is charged with second-degree assault, reckless endangerment, and misconduct in office. Prosecutors are expected to argue that Officer Nero illegally pursued and arrested Gray in April of last year. They allege Nero's failure to put Gray in a seatbelt led to the fatal injury he suffered in the back of a police van. Defense attorneys counter that Nero touched Gray only to provide medical help and that Gray was being combative during his arrest. Former prosecutor Warren Alperstein says the prosecution has a tall order to prove Nero is guilty and that the defense gained some things from the state.
The defense, through its many state's witnesses, was able to prove a number of points, specifically that Officer Miller was the officer who had the physical contact primarily with Freddie Gray.
University of Maryland law professor Doug Colbert says the prosecution and defense will have strong arguments.
And I think each side will refer both to law and to facts in order to argue that the defendant should be found guilty of some of the charges at least, or should be found not guilty of the charges.
Judge Williams says he will review testimony and evidence over the weekend and will issue his verdict on Monday, the first decisions made in the Freddie Gray case. I'm Kenneth Burns from Courthouse East for 88.1 WYPR.